through school. He wrestled in what grade, honey? In Huron, Ohio, where we live.
Third, fourth, fifth, and sixth.
Right.
And he played football. When he was a little boy, they called it biddy football. And he was good at football all the while he played until he tore his knee up in high school.
He played in high school a lot, though.
Yeah. When we moved up here in 1966, in 67, he started taking drum lessons at a music store in Fall River. He used to take him down there every Saturday morning so he could take his drum lessons. That was the first music that he actually started taking formal lessons with. And from there on, he graduated on to piano and organ and guitar.
He did the sax and
the saxophone.
Didn't he play that in the high school band?
High school played the sax and the tenor sax.
He played that in the band, but he had to choose between playing in the band or football, and he chose football. But he could sit. But in high school, what, in the sophomore, junior?
Sophomore year, I think. Yeah.
Sophomore year, I think. I'm not sure, but I think about sophomore year, because he couldn't do both of them.
Well, and he was such a good football player. He played varsity football from, I think, the freshman year on.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was really good. He was a good fullback. Your brother, Lee, has a book that Grandma put together, which has got all the pictures about your dad and his football career. You need to take a look at it.
It's there. I don't know where it's at, but I made it for him one year for his Christmas or birthday or something years ago.
And then I left here in 1968, we did, and went back to Ohio and for another job. And during the course of that, I got involved with a guy back there with a music company called Hayes Music, H-E-Y-S. And that's where Danny really started playing the keyboards. And after I was working with this guy for a while, we put together an old mobile home. We turned it into a mobile studio and showroom, and we used to take it around to all the county fairs in the area. And
they were a lot of fun.
We had a lot of good time. We had a tent that went in front of it, and we'd carry all the little organs and pianos and things, and we would sell them at the fair, and Danny would play. And I think Lori did a little bit too a few times. And Debbie Gregory, I think you met Debbie last year when you guys went on vacation up to Maine. Her and her husband, they stayed over here, or 2 years ago, they stayed over here in their trailer, and then they went up to Maine when you guys sailed up there.
I don't know if you met her or not.
But she played also. But that was good times.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny helped sell a lot of organs and pianos.
Yeah.
But he played really good, really good. He took lessons from Fred Kochendorfer, I think his name was, who was one of the finest guitar players in Sandusky, Ohio. Then when we came back up here in 1972, 73, he and Lori both took from Mr. Raposa in Fall River, whose son was the guy that did all the music for Sesame Street,
right.
And they did classical. And Mr. Raposa said that Danny and Lori were the two best students he ever had on classical guitar.
And they were the only two he would ever recommend to teach other children, which they never did.
So that's kind of his musical stuff.
Right.
And then from then on, you know, he went to college, and I don't say we lost track of him, but he was doing his own thing, and we weren't as much involved in it. I mean, when you leave the house, you fly away.
Right. Oh, honey, when he was in college and...
Well, but all of our birds had a string attached to them. They all came back.
And I made how many trips to... where was he in college? New Hampshire?
Vermont.
Vermont?
Lindenville.
I made lots of trips up there, honey, to haul him stuff. Tell him, Mom, bring me this, bring me that. Right?
Yep.
Just like your mother does.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know.
Stop it for a minute. When we were living in Ohio, we lived out in the country, next to a big vegetable farmer. His name was Charles Nichols. I mean, and this guy planted hundreds and hundreds of acres with different vegetables. And he had migrant workers that worked in the fields. So we got Danny this little Kawasaki mini bike, and he and some of his buddies used to ride him all over the place, up and down the roads between the fields, and they drove the migrant workers crazy in those things. They were like a miniature Hells Angels gang, riding all over the place.
See, I did not know this, because these migrant workers
were... mini bike?
I didn't know they... harass the workers.
Oh.
Yeah, they come roaring down the roads, and the guys are down there in their farm wagons and stuff.
I don't think they harassed them that bad, because every time they drove by our house in their wagons, they threw veggies and whatever they had for that day in my yard. Didn't they, honey? That was really nice. Cool. What else you want to ask a question?
I don't know. Just
what else you want to know? And then he got married, and he had three kids.
Five.
Right?
Yeah.
And he was a good boy.
Yeah. He never got in trouble, or he never got caught. Right?
And we don't know which.
Right. But he used to bring his friends to the house all the time when he was in high school. In fact, he has said that his friends like me better than they did him. I've heard him say, have you heard him say that?
No, I've heard him say that.
We opened our home to Jimmy and Lori's friends also. They always were welcome at the house. We'd rather have them come there than go hide somewhere.
And they did that anyhow. All right?
Dad said he had a huge record collection. Remember anything about that?
He still has it, yeah.
Is that the whole thing there? Or did he?
He may have gotten rid of some of them. I don't know, because
I don't know what all he has.
We kept him in storage for years for him while he was away from the house.
So I don't know what he's got at your house now.
I know he's got 10 feet of records, right?
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a good collection.
Yeah, fun to listen to.
Yeah, we have one box. I don't save stuff like that.
Even though they might be worth thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
I don't believe that stuff. You got to say that, because it'll be worth money some days. I don't believe that. It's not worth money until somebody puts some money in my hand. Right?
Now, we do have a stack of 45s upstairs that you can look through sometime.
45? Yeah, 45s.
Is that like
the little ones?
The round ones. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
I don't know where they're at.
Yeah, they're up in your closet. Yeah, sitting in there.
And we got a box of the 33s, too. And down in the basement.
And I've got some reel-to-reel tapes. Like, I've got Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison Blues on reel-to-reel tape.
You don't have anything to play that on anymore, do you?
Yeah, it's sitting down, so I don't even know if it works.
I'm sure it does.
When I was in the music business, Danny used to go to a lot of the music shows with us. We took him to Miami to the music trade show, which is where all the industry people come. And he met a bunch of big musicians down there, including Buddy Rich, the big drummer. And so he was right in the music business for all intents and purposes. I mean, his daddy was a dealer and organs and pianos and guitars and everything. And he was going to the shows and everything. He was loving it. Mm-hmm. It was everything a kid wants to do.
Yeah, for a while.
We won't get into why I'm not in the music business anymore, but it wasn't a very nice thing.
Turn it off.